Right now, we opened a series last week. We are, for the next 4 weeks or 3 weeks na lang, pag-uusapan natin from the book of Colossians. Okay, how many of you are familiar with Colossians, the book of Colossians? Okay, konti lang? Sige. Hindi nyo alam yon? I-explain ko sa inyo. Yung Colossians, ito yung pagka nag-LBM ka. Colossians. Nag-sink in. Nag-sink in. Anyway, last Thursday, in-open ko yung, in-open natin itong series na to. And we read from 1st chapter. In fact, I'm not gonna read the whole text. We read from verse 15 to 20. But it says there that He is the image. Jesus Christ is the image of the invisible God. Okay? It means to say, Jesus Christ is supreme over all creation. That's what we are talking about for the next 4 weeks, next 3 weeks, that the supremacy of Christ is over all His creation, over all the earth, over all the galaxies, and from the top of Mount Everest, 29,000 feet up, high, down to the 39,000 feet Mariana Trench. I don't know if you are, alam mo, nagre-research ako eh. Okay, in the Pacific Rim. So, ganun ka supreme si Lord over all creation, over all the information of the world, over all the knowledge and wisdom, and over all the sickness. Okay, kahit na anong sickness man yan, God is supreme. Okay, that is what how we package it, the whole series, in the study of Colossians. And really the reason why we're talking about this is simply because we are studying what Paul wrote to the people of Colossae. Okay, kasi sinasabi doon sa book ng Colossians na merong mga false teachers na pumasok. Okay, naka-receive na to, naintindihan na nila yung gospel. But somehow there were many people who were trying to add or supplement yung sa mga bagay na naintindihan nila, narinig na nila about the gospel. Okay, in-explain natin, 'di ba? Last week I'm just making a recap. And yung sinasabi dito ni Paul is that they were adding something for what they already received. Okay, 'di ba sa panahon natin ngayon usong-uso yung mga supplements? Sino sa inyo dito nagwe-weights ka, nag-gym ka? Ako lang? Tsaka si Pastor Dan lang? Pastor Dan, by the way, bumubuhat yan. Bumubuhat dito lang sa tabi-tabi yan. Kaya tignan mo, sabi niya kahapon, dineclare niya, sarili niya, pumayat na ba ako? Kasi nag-gym siya. But yung mga nag-gym kasi, may mga supplements yan para lalong mag-grow yung muscles nila. Okay? But the reality is, you know, we are usually adding something, okay? Para lang tayo matanggap, para lang tayo ma-accept, okay? But the book of Colossians teach us that indeed we are accepted already. We don't have to add anything to it. We don't have to perform. We don't have to supplement in any way for us to be accepted by God, because we are already accepted through what Christ did for all of us, for you and me. And sinabi ko din last Thursday that this verse shows that Jesus is big. Okay, the gospel is big, our sin is big, our rescue is big. So the point is the supremacy of Christ is so big that we could even fathom it. Hindi natin talaga ma-realize gaano kalaki talaga yung supremacy ni Lord. And in fact, I use the illustration, kung meron ka ng iPhone 4, iPhone 5S, sino sa inyo dito may iPhone 5S na? Okay, wala pa. Oh, kunyari, meron kang iPhone 5S, pipili ka pa ba ng Nokia 3210? Kung may iPhone 5S ka na. Sino magsasabi dito, gusto ko 3210? Babatukan ko. Wala, di ba? Sobra naman, parang babalikan. Well, no offense if you are still using this, okay? But I don't think meron pang gumagamit dito. But you know, we are actually in this generation na talagang so high-tech na talaga. Okay, ganun ka-big si Lord. Na-experience na natin si Lord, yung bigness ni God, babalik pa ba tayo dun sa smallness na ino-offer ng mundo sa atin? Okay? And imagine, nakakuha ka na ng uno, binigyan ka ng teacher mo, uno, A+. Grabe, hindi ka makatulog. Ayoko ng uno. Gusto ko 5. Gusto ko F, failed. Meron bang ganon? Wala, di ba? Meron ka ng ganitong grade, kahit nga 3 ayaw mo, kasi uno na yun eh. Pagpapalit mo pa ba sa 1.25 yun? Or kaya 95 ka na or 99, pagpapalit mo pa ba sa 80 yun? Hindi na. Di ba? So, ganun kalaki ang Panginoon sa buhay natin compare to the smallness of what the world offers. And not just that, kung meron kang BMW, X4, okay, yung latest, pagpapalit mo pa ba yan sa Volkswagen Beetle? Okay? Meron ka na, grabe, touchscreen na lahat. May sensor na, pag umaatras ka, may sensor sa likod mo, talagang lahat, ginagano mo na lang, push button na lang yan, wala ka ng susi, pupush button ka lang, aandar na yon. Pagpapalit mo pa ba? Hindi na, di ba? Because of the experience that we had in Christ. And hindi lang yon. Nasa harap mo na si Daniel Padilla. Di ba? Si Daniel Padilla na to. Pagpapalit mo pa ba kay Dean Pasaba? Ang bihira yan. Daniel Padilla ka na, may Dean Pasaba ka pa ba? Hindi na, di ba? Pero siyempre, katulad ng sinabi ko noong Thursday, merong isa talaga pagpapalit niya si Daniel Padilla para kay Dean Pasaba. Merong isang tao dito. Wala yata siya dito eh. Anyway, you know, that's the bigness of God. I'm just giving you a recap of what I preached last Thursday. For some of you, yung iba sa inyo, maybe naka-attend din kayo last Thursday. You can just reach out sa podcast natin and hear the whole message. Again, sinabi ko doon that Jesus plus nothing is equals everything. And I want to add to that na hindi ko sinabi last Thursday. If you're going to put everything minus Jesus is equals to nothing. So the very reason why we are talking about this is that Jesus is our everything. Kahit wala na tayo lahat, basta meron, naiintindihan natin yung pagmamahal ni Jesus sa buhay natin, okay na tayo, sold na tayo nun. And that is why right now, we will continue with the series. This is the second part of the series. And we're gonna read from Colossians chapter 2, verse 6 to 10. Okay, if you have your Bible with you, you can just open that. In fact, I'd like to ask everyone to stand on your feet in reverence of God's word today. Read with me from verse 6 to 10. We're going to cut 11 to 15, just 6 to 10. It says here that, "So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in Him." The Bible tells us, when you received Christ, sino sa inyo dito, masasabi nyo, tinanggap ko na talaga si Lord sa buhay ko? Okay? Mangilan-ngilan sa atin. Praise God. Sabi dito, continue to live in Him. Magpatuloy tayo na mamuhay sa Kanya. "Rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. See to it that no one takes you captive." I want you to, if you have your Bible with you, I want you to underline that word, captive, "through hollow," okay? That word again, hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human tradition and the basic principles of this world, rather than on Christ. Then last verse, "For in Christ all the fullness of the deity lives in the bodily form, and you have been given fullness in Christ." Can you say that with me? Fullness in Christ. "Who is the head over every power and authority." Can we just pray right now? Lord, we thank you, God, for this time. Lord, as you gathered us today, God, in this place, Lord, may we continue, Lord God, to see your glory, the majesty, and the beauty of our Lord Jesus Christ. God, I pray, Lord God, that may you increase and I may decrease. That I will never share any of your glory, for the glory is all about you, Jesus. Lord, I give you praise. God, I pray that you will speak to our hearts, Lord. Open our hearts that we may understand, Lord God, your very message. Lord, we bless your name, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. You may now take your seats. You know, this chapter 2 of Colossians actually has two parts. That's why I'd like to encourage, you know, after this, wag lang tayo makinig ng message for the whole series ng Colossians natin. But I'd like to encourage every one of you when you get home, okay? Or maybe bukas or sa Sunday, try to read the whole book of Colossians. 4 chapters lang to, maikli lang na book to. So that you will continually understand and know more than the preaching. But my prayer is that God will speak to you personally. More than just hearing the message from here, from the pulpit. But you yourself, you will study it by yourself. And allow God to speak in your life. And again, katulad na sinabi ko kanina, itong Colossians chapter 2 actually has two parts. From verse 6 to 15, okay? And then verse 16 to 23. Itong two parts na to, actually, sinasabi ni Paul dito, the first part from verse 8 to 15 is actually, he's explaining it why we shouldn't buy the false version of the gospel. Again, we all know the gospel is all about the good news of Jesus Christ. Okay, yung dumating si Jesus dito, pinakita niya sa atin kung paano may kapatawaran lahat ng kasalanan natin. That is the gospel. That is the first part. Paul is telling us why we shouldn't buy, okay, the false version of the gospel. Kasi ito yung tinuturo ng mga false teachers sa Colossians eh. And I'm telling you, hindi lang nangyayari yun sa panahon na yun. Even right now, it's happening because there are some teachings, okay? Minsan may mga maling paniniwala tayo na still na ginagawa natin, kala natin ito yung maglalapit sa atin kay Lord. Pero hindi pala. Pag-uusapan natin yon. And of course, yung second part ng Colossians, makikita natin from verse 16 to 23, ito naman yung na-explain ni Paul what we shouldn't buy. Kung kanina, why we shouldn't buy it, ngayon, what we shouldn't buy. Ano yung dapat, hindi natin dapat kunin or i-receive, okay, ng mga paniniwala, ng maling paniniwala. And, but we're gonna focus on the foundation of this, why we shouldn't buy it. Bakit hindi natin kailangan paniwalaan yung mga maling katuruan, okay? Maling teachings, false teachings. That even at this time, in our generation today, marami pa rin nangyayari. Okay? He's saying, don't buy it. Worldly thinking, human traditions, religious rules, yung mga do's and don'ts. Okay? And explain ni Paul to. Pinakita ni Paul to sa people of Colossae. Pinakita niya to para maintindihan ng mga tao. And Paul's point is, don't buy a false version of what you already possess. He's talking about don't buy something what you already own. Diba, meron ka na nito, huwag mo nang bilhin. Okay? Na-acquire mo na to, hindi mo na kailangan, uy, teka, halimbawa, yung cellphone mo, binigay na sa'yo o binili mo na. Hindi mo na kailangan bilhin uli para mapasayo uli yung cellphone na yun. Sa'yo na yun. Okay, are you getting this? I'm gonna explain this further. To tell you honestly, tignan mo yung katabi mo, babae yan or lalaki, maganda yan. Sa maniwala ka at sa hindi, maganda yan at gwapo yan. Sino sa inyo dito naniniwala ka maganda yung katabi mo? Sino sa inyo naniniwala gwapo yung katabi mo? Mas konti yung nagtaas, no? Parang yung mga babae, parang iyo. Parang, I don't agree with that, okay? But you know, here's my point. The reality is, maganda ka na. O gwapo ka na. But nowadays, you know, people or students are trying to buy so many cosmetics. Okay, I'm not saying na hindi tama yon, okay? But minsan, yung motibo natin, para lang tayo mapansin ng ibang tao na maganda ako. Kasi feeling mo, hindi ka maganda. Feeling mo, hindi ka gwapo. Kaya yung iba, di ba, nagpapabelo, nagpapa-plastic surgery. Pero ang katotohanan nun, maganda at gwapo na tayo na nilikha ng Panginoon. Okay? That's what I meant when I say that don't buy something what you already own. Wag ka nang magdagdag, wag mo nang bilin uli yun. Sinabi na ni Lord sa'yo, maganda ka, hindi mo na kailangan magpasikat, hindi mo na kailangan ipakita sa buong mundo na kung gaano, kung yung mga damit mo para mapansin tayo ng mga tao. Don't buy what you already own. Not just that. Yung iba sa atin, matalino naman talaga, marunong. Pero sinasabi natin sa classmates natin, uy, pakopyahin mo ako, papaalipin ako sa'yo. Alipinin mo ako, pakopyahin mo lang ako. Pero ikaw, alam mo sa sarili mo, marunong ka naman, mag-aral ka lang. Tama, mali. Di ba? Kaso ang nangyayari, marunong ka na nga, ang problema lang siguro, hindi ka lang talaga nag-aaral, pero ang ginagawa mo, you are buying that knowledge. Uy, pakopyahin mo ako. Pero meron ka na nun. Okay, hindi na question yung binigay na ni Lord sa'yo yun. Pag naniwala ka na anak ka ni Lord, okay, hindi ka na, wala ka na yung false teaching sa mind mo, nako, ganito lang talaga ang buhay ko. Hindi ka ganyan. But sometimes, iniisip natin, nako, kailangan ko mangopya. Sige na, alipinin mo ako, gagawin ko ang lahat. Okay. Pupunasan ko ang sapatos mo. Diba? Ako magdadala ng bag mo. Ililibre kita, pakopyahin mo lang ako. Hindi. Matalino ka na eh. Marunong ka naman eh. Don't buy something what you already own. You own that already. God blessed you with that. Binigay na ni Lord sa'yo yun. Hindi lang yun. Diba? Alam mo naman, may nagmamahal sa'yo. Sino dito sa inyo naniniwala ka may nagmamahal sa'yo? Alam mo, may nagmamahal sa'yo. Alam mo, mahal ka ng parents mo. 'Di ba? Alam mo mahal ka ng mga kapatid mo. Pero ang problema, okay? Talagang todo papansin pa tayo. Magpo-post tayo ng kung ano-ano sa Facebook, magpapa-selfie pics pa tayo, tapos itatag pa natin siya para mapansin tayo. Nag-selfie ako ha, itatag kita para mapansin mo ako. But I'm telling you, listen to this. I'm telling you are already loved. You are already accepted, not just by your parents and by your siblings, but by God Himself. Kaya hindi mo na kailangan bilhin yung acceptance ng ibang tao. Hindi mo na kailangan bilhin yung acceptance niya. Kung sino man siya. Para lang sabihin mo na, pag napansin niya ako, now I know that I'm loved, I'm accepted. Don't buy something what you already own. Hindi lang yon, may value ka naman. Value meal, di ba? Pero you are trying to gain your friend's favor. Di ba, lahat ng mga ano, para kang, alam mo yung para ka lang aso, yung mga sunod-sunuran lang sa kaibigan mo, para lang sabihin mo na you belong with your friends, uy, I belong with you. Kahit na, di ba, ikaw, pinipilit mo na magkaroon ng ganitong material things para lang you belong or something like. But you know that you are valued already because Christ values you. And that is the whole message. Don't buy approval, security, acceptance when you already have it in Christ. I want to say that again. Don't buy approval or acceptance, okay, when you already have it in Christ. Hindi mo na kailangan bilhin uli ito. Ito yung sinasabi ni Paul sa Colossians. Mahal na kayo ni Lord. Pinatawad na kayo ni Lord. Hindi nyo na kailangan saktan yung sarili nyo para lang mag-gain yung approval ni God. And if you're gonna read the whole chapters of Colossians, from chapter 1 to 3, in fact, makikita nyo doon, marami kayong makikita na in Him. The word in Him. Chapters 1 to 3. In fact, pagkalabas nyo dito, pag binasa nyo yun, I want you to underline every words na makikita nyo na in Him. Ano ibig sabihin nito? It means to say, when you read that word in Him, it means we have the union with Christ. Kaisa tayo ng Panginoon. Kaisa tayo sa Panginoon. Ibig sabihin, we are sons and daughters. We are forgiven. We are saved. In Him. Now, ano ibig sabihin nito? What you have, this is what you have and already possessed. What false teachers are selling to them and what Christ purchased for them. Ang sinasabi ng mga false teachers, binebentahan nila yung believers sa Colossae about enslaving, about earthly things, and not just that, about emptiness. Ito yung mga ino-offer ng mga false teachers. But right now, I want to talk about what Jesus offers. Again, I want to make that clear. Ang ino-offer ng mga false teacher will enslave them, magiging alipin lang sila, and will, it's all about emptiness, and it's all about earthly things. It's all about illusions. But what Jesus offers is that Jesus offers freedom instead of slavery. Si Jesus, yung gospel, ino-offer niya yung kalayaan, yung freedom, instead of slavery. You know, that's what religion offers us. Slavery. In fact, we're gonna see that in verse 8. Katulad na sinabi ko kanina, you underline that word, captive. You know, another word for captive is kidnap. Sino sa inyo dito nakapanood kayo nung movie na Taken? Taken 1 and 2, di ba? Ito yung ano, di ba, na kidnap tapos wala kang magawa. Parang lahat ng sabihin nila, gagawin mo na lang. Alipin ka. You know, this is what false teachers are offering them. Yung mga Colossae, yung mga believers. Again, tinanong ko kanina dito, sino dito yung mga naniniwala that, you know, we received Christ? Okay, marami sa atin. But somehow, marami pa rin sa panahon natin, they are offering us that would slave us, enslave us. Magiging alipin lang tayo. Adding something to Jesus means less, not more. Pagka nagdagdag pa tayo bukod kay Jesus, I'm telling you, it's not gonna be more, but it's less. Why? Because Jesus is enough for all of us. Pagka may Jesus ka, sapat na yon. Hindi mo na kailangan pahirapan yung sarili mo. Hindi mo na kailangan abutin ng Panginoon dahil siya na mismo ang umabot sa atin. Jesus is enough. That's why equation natin kanina, Jesus plus nothing is everything. And everything minus Jesus is nothing. Because Jesus Christ alone is enough for all of us. You know, this is what I realized when I was studying this. The gospel makes you disappear. It erases you. Alam mo yung ginagawa ng gospel? Yung good news ni Lord? Binubura niya tayo sa picture. Dahil sa totoo lang, wala naman talaga tayo maiko-contribute sa gospel. Hindi natin pwedeng sabihin, uy, ang aga ko sa church. At least I contributed something to my salvation. Uy, nakapag-pray ako ng mga 2 hours ngayon. Wow, thank you, Lord. Grabe, kahapon, mga 1.5 lang. Pero ngayon, 2 hours. Mas matindi ako ngayon. Uy, grabe, nagpe-pray ako talagang sobrang iyak ko. Eh, Lord, sarap ng feeling, Lord. Di ba talagang, alam mo, yung uhog mo. Hinahabol mo pa. Di ba? Nilalulat. Di ba? Para talaga, Lord, grabe. Ito yun. As if like we are adding something for our salvation. Parang feeling natin, oh Lord, talagang dumikit ako sa iyo. Ah. But you know what I realized? The gospel makes us disappear. It erases us. Binubura tayo ni Lord sa picture. Why? Because I'm telling you, whether you admit it or not, we don't have any contribution to our salvation. Hindi dahil pumunta ka dito sa harap at nagtaas ka ng kamay. Praise God, I'm telling you. It is the Holy Spirit who spoke to you that time, the reason why you came here in front and surrendered your life to Christ. It's not really about you. But praise God because God convicted you of your sins, of my sins. But it erases us. Inaalis tayo ni Lord. Wala tayo sa picture. Si Lord lang to. The finished work of Christ. Yung namatay si Jesus sa cross 2,000 years ago. It's all about Him. It's not about you. It's not about me. It's not about our good works. It's not about, uy, grabe, merong, may mga relief. Grabe, lahat, hakutin ko, pati mga damit kong mga signature, ibibigay ko, Lord, ha? Nakakita mo to, Lord. Ibebenta ko lahat. Magbibigay ako. Praise God for that. But I'm telling you, it's just a response of God's love towards you. Kaya mo ginagawa yung mga bagay na yon. But again, it erases us. Because we don't have anything to do about the gospel. We don't have anything to do about this salvation that we received from Christ. It is freely given to you and me. Libre ito. Minsan iniisip natin kapag mahaba yung prayers natin, di ba? Parang, alam mo yung dati, yung una akong Kristiyano, yung nagsisimula pa lang ako, 1998, to tell you honestly, sobra talagang haba ng kasi may mga ano yun eh, may mga narinig akong mga teachings, kailangan ang prayers mo 1 hour, 2 hours para talagang matindi talaga. Ay, grabe oh. Pero nag-enjoy ako, sarap na. Pero ngayon, habang tumatagal ako, syempre, alam mo na, tumatanda ka na. Di ba? Aminin ko man at hindi, in fact, talaga tumatanda na kasi birthday ngayon ng anak ko, 15 years old eh. Today yung isang anak ko. Okay, so kaya feeling ko kanina pagka niyakap ko siya, pagkagising niya, happy birthday talagang. So naramdaman ko, grabe, tumatanda na nga talaga ako. But alam mo yun, habang tumatanda ka, parang, Lord, grabe, hindi na isang oras yung prayer ko. Na? Ano na lang, Lord, mga 30 minutes na lang. I felt, Lord, parang sama-sama ako naman, Lord. Dati 1 hour, 2 hours ako nagpe-pray, pero ngayon, 30 minutes, minsan 5 minutes na lang, minsan ayoko pa mag-pray, Lord, parang, mahal mo pa ba ako? I started to question God's love towards me. But I want to tell you that God's love will never change because of your actions. He loves you already. That's why it erases you, hindi dahil sa mga ginawa mo. Hindi dahil sa marami kang church na ina-attendan. Uy, ngayong Friday, attend ako dito. Uy, may youth service din sa Marikina next week. A-attend din ako. Uy, may grabe, may ano doon, convergence. Uy, a-attend din ako doon. Hindi kahit gaano karaming inatinan mo service. Doon ka mapapalapit kay Lord. Doon ka mamahalin ni Lord. No. God already loved you. God already called you and accepted you. Minsan iniisip natin, di ba? Kailangan makapag-share ako ng gospel kahit pa may singaw ako. Di ba? Sakit kaya magsalita pag may singaw ka, di ba? Sakit ito, di ba? Hindi, Lord, mag-share ako ng gospel para feeling natin pag hindi natin na-sharean yung tao. Parang, Lord, nasama ako naman. Nandito na sa tabi ko, hindi ko pa na-sharean. Feeling natin, kukondemn tayo ni Lord. Grabe ka naman, anak. Hindi mo ba naririnig sa preaching yan? Sabi, di ba, let's preach the gospel. Let's evangelize. Nasa tabi mo na, hindi mo pa sineran. Feeling natin, ganun si Lord sa atin. Condemn na condemn tayo pag umalis na yung classmate natin. Grabe. Hindi ko man lang na-sharean. Feeling mo, sama-sama mo ng Kristiyano. Sana hindi mo maramdaman yon. Dahil no matter what, God loves you. It's never about your action. It's never about your effort, your discipline. Your sacrifice, it's all about Jesus. That's why it erases us. It makes us disappear. Not just that, it's the fullness. Jesus offers fullness instead of emptiness. Only Jesus can offer fullness because the fullness of God dwells in Him. Okay? You know, I'm telling you this. If you're just gonna look after personality, or after someone who will preach, or after someone, alam mo yun, cool music, or maybe, grabe yung ano, cozy, ang galing nung place, talagang galing nung engaging yung mga musics ng youth service na to. Kung yun lang talaga yung goal natin, paglabas natin, I wanna assure you this. You will leave this place still empty. Dahil pag uwi mo ng bahay, sobrang high ka, grabe, sold na sold ako. Lord, drugs ka ba? Nahayo ko sa'yo, Lord eh. Diba? Pero pagka nakafocus tayo sa kung sino man yung nagpipreach dito, okay? Alam ko, cute ako. Huwag kayo mag-focus sa akin. Okay? Kung nagpa-focus kayo sa music team, grabe music team dito, talagang si Ton, talagang, come on! Talagang gumagano. Ibang klase. Di ba? Kung nagpa-focus kayo, grabe, mga, ang kukit pala dito, ha? In fairness. I wanna assure you, paglabas nyo dito, you will still remain empty. Because you never focus your life to Jesus. Why? Because that is what religion offers us. You do this, you do that, then when you go out of the place, then at the end of the day, pag uwi mo sa bahay, bago ka matulog, gagawin mo pa rin yung cycle na ginagawa mo. Manunood ka pa rin ng mga bagay na hindi dapat pinapanood. Alam mo yun, naikipag-chat ka pa rin ng mga, alam mo, mga dirty. Still empty. But what Jesus offers is fullness instead of emptiness. He would fill you up. I want to tell you this, honestly. Kahit wala kang boyfriend ngayon or girlfriend, hindi ka empty. Full ka pa rin. Why? Mahal ka ni Lord eh. Kasi si Lord minahal ka eh. What? Who cares? Di ba? Kahit yung iba sa atin, di ba? Who cares? Hindi. Lord. But honestly, when the love of God is in you, you don't have to worry about someone who will love you back. Because the fullness of Christ has been revealed to you. Walang emptiness. That is what Paul is trying to tell in the people of Colossae and even right here for all of us. And not just that. Jesus offers identity instead of illusion. You are redeemed. You know, minsan, lalo na sa mga lalaki, honestly, ako, ganito ako, ha? It's hard for us, men, to accept our weaknesses. All the ladies, can you say amen? Amen. Nabaon yung mga lalaki. Oh, ouch! But that's the reality. And I'm telling you, even I'm a pastor, there are times that I can't accept I'm weak. I'm trying to save my face. I'm trying to pretend that I'm okay. But deep inside of me, I'm not. I'm still living in that illusion that if I'm going to be look okay in front of you, in front of God, then I will tell God, Lord, I must be good. I can pretend. I can look good to so many people. But these people, false teachers, are trying to tell the people of Colossae, you need to make this illusion. Even you're not okay, just pretend like you're okay. But you know, I realized that if I'm not okay, I realize this. Listen to this. This really, really break out talaga sa mind ko. Talaga hindi ko maintindihan. Grabe, Lord, yung pagmamahal mo sa akin. Grabe talaga yung gospel. Lord, grabe yung supremacy mo. Grabe yung kalakihan ng pagmamahal mo sa akin. That even though I don't feel okay, even though I don't feel like praying, I don't feel like attending church, even though I don't feel like, you know, sharing God's word, still, you love me. Lord, mahal mo pa rin ako, hindi dahil sa performance ko. And I don't want to live in that illusion of telling you how okay I am right now. Yun yung sinasabi ni Paul, don't live in that illusion. Because the reality is, it's gonna be tiring. Mapapagod ka lang, kapatid. If you keep on pretending, when you attend church, and friends would ask you, are you okay? Of course I'm okay. Are you doing good? Of course I'm doing good. But deep inside of you, there's a longing of your real identity in Christ. But you don't have to live in that illusion. If you know who you are in Christ, that you are accepted, that you are loved, that you are forgiven, I'm telling you, wala tayong plastikan dito. Dahil sa totoo lang, alam ni Lord lahat ng mga nangyayari, lahat ng mga nararamdaman natin, lahat ng mga tumatakbo sa isip natin. Because Christ has won, we are free to lose. Dahil napagtagumpayan na ng Panginoon ang lahat ng mga karumihan na nagawa natin, lahat ng mga kahihiyan na ginawa natin, we are now free to lose. Lord, here is my life. I thank you for loving me. Even though I'm still going back to my old ways, Lord, I thank you. But you know what I realize? If you really have that, if you really received Christ, like in verse 6, it says there, continue to live in Him. The result will be putting your faith in Christ. The response will be, Lord, I should not go on with this kind of life. I need to honor and please you. Because first of all, you love me. When you died for me on that cross and told me how you are so obsessed with me. Na kayong babaligtarin mo ang buong mundo para lang hanapin ako. Ganun ang Panginoon sa buhay natin. We don't have to buy what we already own. Hindi na natin kailangan pahirapan ng mga sarili natin mag-perform sa harapan ng Panginoon. We own that already. You own that love of God already. Sino sa inyo dito naniniwala ka mahal ka ng Panginoon? Pinatawad ka na ng Panginoon. That is why you don't have to buy it again. Because you are already loved and forgiven. I'm gonna ask the music team, we're gonna worship God in this place. But let me just leave this. If you're gonna summarize everything that I've said, you might forget that Jesus offers fullness instead of emptiness. That Jesus offers identity instead of illusion. That Jesus offers freedom instead of slavery. You know, this is one thing that I want all of you to remember. That in Christ, can we just say this all together at the count of three? 1, 2, 3. In Christ, my identity is secured, which frees me to give everything I have, because in Christ, I have everything I need. Can you just give God a big hand for that? In Christ, we have everything we need. That is what the gospel tells us. Can you all stand on your feet? We're going to worship God in this place. We're going to declare the supremacy of Christ over all things, over all religion. Because Christ alone is supreme. Jesus is enough. You don't have to add anything. You don't have to supplement. You don't have to buy something for you to be accepted by God. Because we are already accepted by God. Can we just all lift our hands to God?